Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm morning across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv and Haifa see a few clouds. Expect temperatures to rise as the day progresses, offering perfect weather for those venturing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza has killed a Hamas internal security chief. This follows additional attacks over the weekend that eliminated two terrorist commanders in the Strip, according to JNS. Also, earlier this hour, The Times of Israel reports that a new round of talks between Israel and Lebanon is set to begin on August 4th in Rome. The focus will be on expanding pilot zones of IDF withdrawal and resolving border disputes. Also this hour, Ynet reports that a death threat was found after the entrance to Channel 12 in Tel Aviv was smashed for the second time in less than a month. The letter demanded an apology over the Stay Tamen affair. Separately, Netanyahu is set to meet Trump with Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia on the agenda. The Times of Israel notes that the sale of F-35s to Turkey remains a point of contention. And finally, in the past hour, the Australian Jewish News highlights concerns from ASIO chief Mike Burgess. He says Australia's terror alert system needs to better reflect today's threat environment. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, noted just minutes ago that Oman has proposed a new regional mechanism for managing the Strait of Hormuz. This would reduce Iran's control and introduce voluntary transit fees, as reported by Reuters. Middle East 24 reported a short time ago on massive civil disobedience in Libya. Protesters have shut down ministries and an oil complex, demanding the resignation of the interim government, led by Prime Minister Dbeibe. Ynet Global posted earlier today about the ongoing tensions at Channel 12. The smashed entrance and a threatening letter highlight the intense atmosphere surrounding the Stay Tamen affair. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the airstrike in Gaza, according to JNS, Israel targeted a key Hamas figure in central Gaza just in. This operation follows a series of targeted strikes over the weekend against terrorist leaders in the region. The increased military actions underscore Israel's continued efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. Turning to the diplomatic front, the upcoming talks in Rome represent a critical opportunity for Israel and Lebanon. As reported by the Times of Israel, these discussions will tackle IDF withdrawal zones and border disputes. The involvement of Washington highlights the international interest in achieving lasting peace in the region. Meanwhile, the attack on Channel 12's entrance in Tel Aviv reflects growing tensions. As Ynet reports, this is the second incident in a month, with a threatening letter demanding an apology over the Stay Tamen affair. Such actions underline the volatile climate surrounding media and political narratives in Israel. In Washington, Netanyahu's meeting with Trump covers several pressing issues. The Times of Israel highlights that discussions will include Iran and Saudi Arabia, with the sale of F-35s to Turkey as a potential flashpoint. This meeting could influence future U.S.-Israeli relations and defense strategies. Finally, Australia's ASIO chief Mike Burgess is urging an update to the terror alert system. As reported by the Australian Jewish News, he believes the current system is outdated and does not address modern threats effectively. This call for change signals a shift in how nations are preparing for evolving security challenges. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that 75 million shekels will soon be offset, positively impacting electricity bills. This follows a court victory for Noga, allowing immediate offset due to a storage facility shutdown. Separately, CTEC reports that tensions with Iran are affecting Israel's defense preparedness. A senior military officer warns that delays in budget approvals are depleting missile stockpiles, potentially undermining readiness for regional conflicts. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the competition between Tel Aviv and Nasdaq for listing Israel's defense giants like IAI and Rafael. The Public Companies Association stresses the importance of keeping these IPOs local to benefit Israeli investors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.